Today, August 16th, is the feast day of St. Stephen of Hungary, the patron saint of Hungary. He reigned as king for 42 years. He was the son of a pagan king and a Christian mother. He was baptized at the age of 10, along with his father, and he was given the baptismal name Stephen after the first martyr of the church. He married a Princess Gisela, who was the sister of the Emperor St. Henry. And when he came into his reign as the first king of Hungary, the people of Hungary were still a nomadic people, living in different tribes. So St. Stephen was the one who unified the country and is considered the founder of the country of Hungary as we have it today. He was in contact with the Pope, and he worked closely, since he was a Catholic king, worked closely with the Pope. The Pope himself sent him a crown, and he was crowned on Christmas Day in the year 1000 as, again, the first king of Hungary. So because he was Christian, because he was Catholic, all of the entire country became a Catholic country. So he brought unity and stability to the people of his country. He codified the laws. He established 10 dioceses throughout Hungary, countless churches. He founded monasteries because he knew that monasteries were the center of renewal and reform and learning. It was the monks who kept the faith through their translating of sacred scripture and the writings that they did. The libraries that they accumulated. So monasteries were sources of renewal and reform within an area. So as king, St. Stephen tried to abolish violence and bloodshed. He was never cruel in his leadership. He helped the poor, and he himself went out to feed the poor and give money to the poor as well. He brought in missionaries from Italy and Germany to evangelize Hungary. He brought the Benedictines from the famous Cluny Monastery in France to come into the dioceses. He consecrated his nation to Our Blessed Mother. So he consecrated Hungary to Our Lady, and we see the great fruit of what happened because he did that. So he died on August 15th, the year 1038, after 42 years as king. The Pope called him the Apostolic King. He was this good and faithful servant that we hear about in today's scripture, given talents, and then he used them for the glory of God and for the salvation of souls in strengthening his country and strengthening the church as well. So he was an inspiration and model to his people. He was canonized about 50 years after his death in the year 1083, along with his son, Emmerich, who had died in a hunting accident. So we see, I think, in the life of St. Stephen, that no matter what vocation or walk of life, whether somebody be a doctor, a lawyer, or a politician, that with God's grace, they can lead a saintly and holy life. That's what Vatican II said. No matter what your vocation is in life, as a wife, as a mom, as a husband, as a father, as a teacher, as a student, that you're called to holiness. So no matter what walk of life, politicians, for example, St. Stephen of Hungary, patron saint of leaders, world leaders, we need to continue to pray for all world leaders that they may see that their true goal is to protect the common good and help get people to heaven.